Fridays are always full of busyness and fun. We had the Friday floozy, Fingers, Simo the movie do, which you'll get another link at the catch up. Jacinta Burton in studio. Paul Hayes will be on the show. All great, clean fun. So join me in this catch up and enjoy yourself. Have a great weekend. I love you all. Bye bye.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
It's one of the anthems of the 80s. It's Soft Cell and Tainted Love and Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 747 Triple M. That's off the album Non-Stop Erotic Cabaret. Sounds very interesting. Today is a Friday and after 7 o'clock we catch up with the Friday Fun Fanatic. She has a fun fact ready for you, I think. But now it's my turn to give you my fun fact for today to help you get through the day. If you're stuck at the water cooler, then you've got this one to fall back on. All you have to do is throw this at your coworker. The total weight of all the ants on Earth is greater than the total weight of all the humans on the planet. How about that? So it begs the question, is this really the humans' planet or is it the ants' planet? It's probably more the humans. We've invented electricity and things like that. But the thing is about these facts, and sometimes I come across them and I want to make a point out of this. I've grabbed this from allthat'sinteresting.com/amazing-facts11, which is, so it didn't even make the top 10, which is kind of sad of the fact. But how do they, first of all, how do they know the total weight of all the ants in the world? Have they estimated that? Do they know how many termites there are in the trees or how many termites there are in people's houses? Do they know the number of fire ants? Have they included a different weight for those large bull ants compared to those tiny little ants that really smell when you squash them when they're trying to get to your food? Will this weight change if these ants get into Krispy Kreme stores and decide to put on weight? How have they weighed the entire human race? People are born and die. This is obviously an average. I think this fun fact, as much as I like to think of it as interesting, has way too many questions for me. It's left me more in a void than actually satisfied, and I must get to the bottom of it. AllThat'sInteresting.com, I'll be asking you some questions later. This is Graham Bonnet. If you got a Friday fun fact, 13 27 10, I'd love to hear it. Triple M
across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
Ram Jam on Sean for breakfast. Esperance is 747 Triple M. The song's called Black Betty, and there's actually a really nifty cover of that by Tom Jones. It's very interesting, I think. It's your Friday fun fact.
With me, the
Fanatic, not Floozy, on Triple M. But not as interesting as our Friday fun fanatic who joins me on the line. Fanatic, how are you?
I'm good, John. How are you going today?
Absolutely terrific. Did you hear my fun fact before with all the ants?
I sure did, and I have the same questions as you.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, unless, what if the ants all start getting stuck into the Krispy Kremes? Then we could have a different fun fact.
Oh, we could, couldn't we?
But we won't get bogged down in that. Let's take the handbrake off and let's get into yours.
All right, mine today. Are you a bit of a soccer fan, Sean?
I've tried to get into the English Premier League a couple times, but I do find it difficult. There's only so many 0-0 all draws that I can sit through before I get a bit bored.
Yeah, I feel well. This is maybe one that people who love soccer couldn't make it professionally. They can try for themselves. You've got some skill. Ready?
Okay.
The most T-shirts removed while heading a soccer ball.
Huh?
And you know, the world record for the most T-shirts removed while you also head a soccer ball.
How is that possible?
You don't know how many?
How many?
21 T-shirts.
I don't know how it's possible to do one. So he's put 20 T-shirts on.
21
T-shirts on. And then as they head, so the ball's in flight and they take the T-shirt off and then head of the ball.
Yep. Yep, and he's done 21 of them. He got Marcelo from Brazil.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, if you've got some soccer skills out there and, you know, you're trying to break the English Premier League, maybe just become internet sensation and break this world record.
Do you think Manchester United and Liverpool are looking for people that can rip off their shirt before they head of the ball?
Maybe. But it's a good skill to have. But I don't think I have the skill for that. So maybe I should try beating the world record for the most T-shirts worn at once.
Yeah, I don't think we want to see you removing your T-shirts as you head of the ball, please. I don't think that's appropriate at all.
No, I think the current record for wearing the most T-shirts is 257. So maybe that's a bit more one for us to try, Sean, just putting on as many T-shirts as possible.
200, how many was that again?
257. I don't know how large the biggest one has to get, but...
How big does your wardrobe have to be? I've got about 10 T-shirts, maybe, at most, at one time. Where do you get that amount of clothes?
I don't know, Sean. So everyone this weekend has got a few world records to try and break around Esperance, I think.
Yeah, good luck, Esperance. I've been speaking to the Friday Fun Fanatics. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No worries, Sean. Have a good one. Good luck.
You've heard her. She's the voice. John Farnham's the voice. You're the voice. Sean for Breakfast, Triple M.
Waking up has never felt so good.
Sean for Breakfast.
Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M, and I'm a lucky boy here at the show because twice in 2 days I've had the lovely Fingers coming into studio. Not only is it great to have his presence here, but he's also brought me a bacon and egg roll. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. I was hot of the press for you. Nice little order.
I wonder if we can just have basketball grand finals every weekend so you can come in and drop me off a sandwich.
Oh, you're pretty chirpy, aren't you? The Cats must had a win last night.
Oh, they did, but that's a conversation for another time. Last night, the Cats were great, but what was even more impressive was the turnout at the basketball. These were the preliminary final games, and you said there was that much noise, you were scratching your ears when you're coming in this morning.
That was a really good crowd, good turnout. It was quite loud in there for the men's AGO games and the women's A. So, great turnout for our local competition, and... That's really good.
I wouldn't expect anything less from the basketball because it is quite popular from around town. So what are the results? Go through them, Fingers.
Okay, in the men's reserve, we had Redbacks play Redcans. Redbacks prevailed in this game and moved into the grand final, beating Redcans 42-26.
Okay.
At 6:30 as well, we had Mystics play United Green. This game went into overtime. It was locked at 27-all, I think. And then United Green prevailed with a 41-30 win.
Oh, so they
took off now.
Yeah, from
overtime.
There. They saw overtime, they said, oh, we better start moving. We better start playing.
United Green going to grand final to play their team, other team, United Black. So that should be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
7:30 at the men's AGO game. We had Redcans play Redbacks. Redcans won 48-37.
Okay.
So Redcans moving to grand final. Repeat of last year's grand final between United and Redcans. At the other 7:30 game, we had Stingers play Deadly Diamonds. Stingers actually finished second. They actually lost this game, 33-15. So Deadly Diamonds move into the grand final.
And pretty convincingly.
Play Slammers. Yeah, very convincingly. Then the last game of the night, the women's A grade, United Black played Spartans. United Black prevailed and go into the grand final against United Green. They won 47-42.
Wow. So in all, pretty high standard there. Are you pretty excited for these grand finals coming up?
Yeah, no, really looking forward to it. It's always a good night. So no, hopefully looking forward for a good crowd. There's a gold coin entry to get in, so... Gold coin, why not come down and watch the game and bring a few drinks?
I think that's the two important words there. Why not? Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Give me an excuse why you're not going to come down. That's the only reason why you can't go, if you've got a good enough excuse. And these games that are approaching tomorrow, exciting times. We will cover those after this short break. We've also got the Beatles. You'll listen to Sean for Breakfast with Fingers on Triple M, 7:47 a.m.
Across Esperance, Sean for Breakfast.
That's the Beatles, taking you back to Soviet Russia. That song's back in the USSR, and you might not know this, but the Beatles weren't actually sold. Their records weren't sold in Russia until the 1980s. So there you go. I've got the lovely Fingers in studio. Last night, the preliminary final games for the Esperance Basketball Leagues happened. There's some grand finals approaching tomorrow night. Fingers, let's go through them. Who's going to win these games? What's the first fixture?
Probably in the women's B grade, you got United Black playing United Green. I would think United Black will probably prevail on this one. They've been strong all year.
Yeah,
a lot of ex-AGO players in that team, and they're actually coached by AGO player as well, Chloe. So hopefully they can get up and prevail for the United club. But no matter what, United's going to get a premiership there. So it's fantastic.
The best thing about this, when we go through these results, I feel like you make a lot of friends and a lot of enemies as you do. A lot of people saying like, "Damn you, Fingers! Like, why?" All right, next one though. Next result.
6:30. The men's A reserve United Black versus Redbacks. United Black have been undefeated all year, so you hope they don't slip up, so you would think.
Funnily, things have happened, though. As we said, sport isn't scripted, so you don't know what can happen. There's always upsets. I mean, 2008, the Geelong Cats lost to Hawthorn, and they were screaming favourites. We don't need to bring that up. Let's go on to the next game.
So I think United Black can win that. The other 6:30 game will be between Slammers and Deadly Diamonds. Again, Slammers finished top, and playing Deadly Diamonds finished bottom, fourth, but I say Slammers probably get through and win. They came up from the Big O comp last year and won that, so they've come up. So I hope they can get through and go back-to-back titles in different divisions. It'll be fantastic.
Yep.
In the women's A grade, 6:30, got United Green playing United Black. United Black finished top for the year. United Green finished second. I think United Green won the last two against them. And yeah, so it'd be pretty interesting. I'm coaching United Black side, so I want to say United Black got
to
win. But I'll have to pick my girls.
If you pick against your girls, it's not a very good message. No, Ross Lyon doesn't come out in a press conference and be like, yeah, the boys aren't going to do too well this week. I don't think they're going to get up against the Saints.
So, I'm hoping to pick my girls. I can be on and hopefully come away with a win for another, hopefully for a successful season anyway. So,
yeah.
And then the last game of night, 8:30, we'll have United playing Redcans. I'm playing this game, but so I'm going to have to tip my side United. But it's been pretty even comp between United and Redcans all year. Redcans have blown out United a few times, and United have scraped by a couple of wins. So United finished top by 1 point, so it will be a tough and close game.
It's going to be a great night of basketball. In fact, it's going to be a great day of basketball. It tips off at 12 o'clock through the main entrance. You've got to leave through Court 4. Stick around for the presentations and celebrate what's been a very successful year for the Basketball Association. Fingers is the president. Matty Thornton is his actual name. Mate, very exciting stuff. Congratulations on a great year and all the best.
Thanks, Sean. So remember, guys, Gold Coin Entry and come down and support it. It'd be great. Feels good.
Waking up has never felt so good.
Sean for breakfast.
Now on Triple M, Paul Hazelby. Great service guaranteed. Call 1300 Automasters.
We catch up with him every week to talk about the football that is approaching. Paul Hazelby, Dockers legend. You'll also hear him on Off the Bench, as well as Sports Day every afternoon on Triple M. And very exciting stuff, the Geelong Cats last night, Paul, had a great win. Well done to the Kitty Cats.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. Thanks for having me. Yeah, they've been terrific, haven't they? They've had the toughest draw out of everybody in the AFL, and they've come through unscathed, 3-0, and they were challenged in the last quarter, and well done to Chris Scott. He's brought in a bit of speed in the forward line with Grian Myers and Dowhouse and Gary Rowan, and just rejigged some of the more senior players as well, like Selwood and Gary Ablett playing more in the forward line. Harry Taylor's back to his best form. And when you've got two star midfielders like Tim Kelly and also Dangerfield, you're going to be thereabouts. And they certainly are, and they'll be one of the favourites right now for the grand final. But on the flip side, the Adelaide Crows, has the window closed on them given their senior players? I thought they'd bounce back this year given what we saw last year with the camp and everything went wrong, but all of a sudden they've got some injury concerns as well with another ACL, and that's five ACLs across the last three games on that surface if you include the AFLW game with Aaron Phillips, Tom Dodae, and now Paul Seedsman. So it makes it a little bit more difficult for them, but I'm prepared to say their window is closed, the Crows.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. They welcome back Brody Smith and Brad Crouch from long-term injuries. It hasn't changed them at all. I'm a big Cats fan, and I have been shocked, surprised that Chris Scott, who I was sort of thought was an underwhelming coach, what he's done with this mob. We'll have to move along. I'd love to talk about the Cats all day, but we don't have time for that. Let's talk about the West Coast Eagles. This should be match of the round. It's a grand final replay. A few changes for the Eagles. They welcome back Andrew Gaff. It's going to be an interesting contest.
And Jamie Cripps, don't forget about him. He was a critical part of that premiership last year, the boy from Northampton. And also, they make another debutant in Josh Rotham. And well done to the Eagles for selecting this guy, because they could have easily gone back to Will Schofield. But I think part of list management is bringing through those younger players when the opportunity presents. And he was very good in the reserves game last week. He's from West Perth. He replaces Liam Duggan. I thought it took a bit of courage and to play against Collingwood on the back. Well done to stick with Collingwood here. Mm. They get Taylor Adams back, and that just boosts their midfield a little bit more. And it's a very strong midfield. Brody Grundy, he needs to play well. They did a pretty good job on him in the grand final. And if Collingwood are to win, I think they need to do something about Jeremy McGovern and his marking prowess in the back line. So we'll wait and see what happens there, but I'm going to stick with Collingwood.
It's fascinating because you wouldn't have thought that the Collingwood midfield could get any better, but Taylor Adams slots in there and he's a bull, an absolute bull. The West Coast Eagles fared pretty well at the MCG last year. They beat Collingwood twice, including that grand final. What do they have to do? Apart from dominating the back line through McGovern and Barras, what else do the Eagles have to do to undermine and beat the Pies, who should be favourites?
Yeah, look, I think it's about getting enough ball through the midfield against that midfield. What we do know about the Collingwood midfield, they can turn it over. So if the pressure is right, it does set it up for Jeremy McGovern and Shannon Hearn and those types to get the ball going back the other way. I think Josh Kennedy would be better for the run. And if that's the case, it brings into play Jack Darling a little bit more. And Oscar Allen was impressive last week as well. His big challenge now is to do it away from home on a more consistent basis. But they just need enough supply.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
And the Frigo Dockers, this time last week, were singing their praises, saying they'd turned over a new leaf. The Ross Lyon had them playing this terrific style, and it just came unstuck against the Suns last week. It was bizarre. Can they bounce back against St Kilda at their new favourite fixture, which is the Sunday evening time slot?
Oh, it was disappointing last week. I picked it within the first 2 minutes. I didn't think their intensity was there. They probably should have lost that game by 8 goals, if we're being honest, and the Gold Coast had have taken their chances in front of goal. So it was very disappointing. Look, you don't know what you're going to get at the moment from the Dockers. They're a team you can't really trust. And it won't be easy. I think everybody thinks they should win it, and they will turn it around. But the Saints team this year, they're more skilled. They brought in a few players as well, and guys like Gresham have been terrific through the forward line for them, bringing some big numbers to the forward line as well. So I think they'll win, the Dockers, but I'm real nervous because if they drop this one, it's curtains for their season and could be curtains for Ross Lyon as well.
So I saw, and I don't mind Ross as a coach, so hopefully he can get through, but I saw in the last quarter against the Kangaroos, round one, the Dockers seemed to drop off in intensity, and I thought, well, it's round one, they're allowed to be a bit tired. And in the second half against the Gold Coast, they really did stop running. Apart from Bradley Hill, who's an elite athlete, they all looked like they were running with cement boots. Is this a fitness thing, or is it this high-intensity game style, which basically affects them come the end of the game?
I think it was an attitudinal thing because their pressure has been really good in all the games that I've seen this year, including the JLT. But I didn't see that at all across that game, 120 minutes of it, with that defence and pressure being up to the standard. So it has to be between the years, and let's hope they rock up, because if they do bring at least the pressure, they'll stay in the contest for a long way. Then they just need the skill level to improve, and I think they'll change the forward mix this week. I don't think Sean Darcy will play. I reckon Rory Lobb will ruck. Matt Taberdale will be the backup, and that allows only three key forwards with Hogan, McCarthy and Tabernard to fill those places.
Yeah, let's hope Jesse Hogan can get to work and really show off his craft. Well, for what it's worth, I think the Dockers will win this game. Saints have been pretty good this year, but they haven't really beaten anyone great. And I think West Coast as well, but who knows? It's been a funny year. How were your tips last week?
Yeah, started really well, but struggled on the Sunday. So I got another five. So back-to-back fives.
Yeah, I got six. I'm going okay. I've got six and six, I think, so it's all good. I'll leave you there, Hayes. Thanks very much for joining me this morning. All the best watching the footy this weekend.
If you get another six, that would be six, six, and six.
Oh, Illuminati? Is that what it is? Or is this the devil's number or something? Is that what you're saying?
But just the new structure of the AFL, the new rule that's been brought in.
That's it. Everything brought in. If I get 666, I bet you I'll get zeros for the rest of the year. Thanks,
Very
Paul.
Very good. Have a good weekend.
Sean for breakfast catch-up on Triple M.
Bye-bye. Have a good time.
Listen to Sean for breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.